But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of the darkness into this wonderful light. That's 1 Peter, my friends, the second chapter, verse 9, our scripture for today.
Father, thank you for making me one of your chosen people. Forgive me, Lord, for not always living up to that calling. I know that you've given me the light of your love that I might shine in this world of darkness. I will declare your praises among all men. I will pray for the revival in the body of Christ, and I will humble myself before you and pray and seek your face. Lord, have mercy upon this nation and set your people on fire. Amen.
Thought for today is, you have a part to play in the revival of God's people. Have you a longing for more, a hunger, a thirst that nothing in this world can quench? God put those desires there for His holy purpose. He wants His people who have been called by His name to humble themselves, to pray and seek His face, and then He will hear and heal our land. Don't let anything in this world get in the way of doing what God want you to do.
Today's action. Continue praying for revival in the body of Christ and in the healing of this land. Today's treasure is found in the book of Zechariah, chapter 9, verse 12. Return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today I declare that I will restore double to you.
An old pastor once said, it only takes one match, one spark, to start a forest on fire. And the same is true. It only takes one man or woman with a true heart for God to start the world on fire.